Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we ask your mercy and your grace for these days ahead, as you're already showing us you're going to have. Probably because of this turnaround in America is helping some. And we praise you and thank you for all mercy. Amen. Okay, I'm going to speak on Deep State FEMA prepares the new Madrid quake. Also, first I'd like to share a note with you that the recent history of FEMA shows that it stages their troops around a disaster that the deep state is planning to cause so they can steal the resources, especially lithium. They then rob and kill and traffic the people, just like in North Carolina and towards the south, and also Lahaina, Hawaii, Paradise, etc., on and on. This is a report from Richie from Boston, 11/15/24. FEMA setting up around the new Madrid fault line. They are going to set it off. Well, we know with the man-child coming, it's time for it to be set off. Everything seems to be falling in place. So I'm going to share you a portion of his report here. It's the 15th of November, 2024. I have talked to a whole bunch of people that live in the area in Michigan, two people that work at the airport in Michigan, and three people that are actively doing search and rescue down in Asheville, North Carolina. I've spoken to these people. These are not videos that I've seen, etc. There are no FEMA trucks at the airport in Michigan yet. And this is what I got, reading from an email, he says. Richie, I've been a subscriber for a long time. Nothing is on site currently, but we'll share when it does happen. Local citizens have been wondering about the same question as you and your followers have about this topic. So I wanted to know, are they there as of yet, right now? And no, they're not. But here's what's going on at the FEMA camp that they say doesn't exist down in North Carolina. And he plays a video clip. Here's part of the transcript. FEMA supervisor who's being recorded. I can't tell you. Local guy. You can't tell me or you don't know. FEMA supervisor. Can't tell you. Local guy. Because they're saying they are FEMA and they're not. FEMA supervisor. Okay. Have you called your local law enforcement? Local guy. No. We've called Washington, D.C., and FEMA said no. We don't have a site there. FEMA supervisor, they'll never tell you where we are. We've had a congressman run up on our people and talk to them crazy. We've had people jump out with machine guns and AKs and machetes and handguns and all types of stuff. So we're jumpy as hell right now, as they should be. Local guy. Oh, I get it. I believe it. Well, nobody here, to my knowledge, wants to hurt you. It's up in the mountains where people want to stay alone. Leave us alone, you know. We don't need your help, obviously. FEMA supervisor. We've been up there, too. Local guy, I was trying to clean things up because, for one, your safety and ours, FEMA interjects, it's important. is reflected on somewhere where they're saying that they're doing something, and if they're not really doing that, then that affects us and you. Well, obviously, FEMA is not doing their job as it's been told that their job is, obviously. Well, FEMA supervisor, an excellent way to find out if you've got a legitimate federal employee is say, "Hey, can I take a picture of your badge?" And watch that person step out. Local guy, right. That's the thing. Multiple times, this same facility with other people. FEMA supervisor. We've had problems with that facility where people were going in. They had on body cams. They had fake uniforms on with FEMA. Good. And they were going through, asking questions, and walking through. So the reason why is because the security already had to deal with that and had to do a security sweep. So they're very alert, extremely alert. A lot of those guys come out of a correctional office, probably correctional jails, and federal facilities. So they're jumpy as hell, and they are looking for a reason to box somebody up. They want that body. Uh-oh. We know that is true. And that was the end of that clip. So back to Richie. You see what he says here? Correctional officers, federal facilities, they're jumpy as hell. They're looking for a reason to box somebody up. They want that body. They want to kill somebody. He shows another video here. This is from JWTV. Somebody sent me this footage earlier, but it's easier where I'm at in my current studio to steal his video. JWTV. He drives around in the van and makes videos, but this is the FEMA facility in North Carolina, and it's massive, and it looks exactly what was described that's going to be at the airport in Michigan. And I know the reason why. I know the exact reason why. This makes complete military sense. You see this? There's no homeless people. There's no people that were being rescued from the waters. There's no homeless children here. You know what I mean? They're not helping people here. They're staging. They're staging here. Well, let me explain it to you. He shows a map with a circular colored graph around the New Madrid, noting slight damage, moderate damage, severe damage, and catastrophic damage that the effect of an earthquake would make in circumference to the epicenter. He goes on to say, pointing on the map, they're staging here, and then they're going to stage here. Michigan is up here in the slight damage or green zone. And down here in North Carolina is also the green zone. They're going to set off the New Madrid fault line. Should call it a zone, actually. I said this about a month or so ago when the rain started. I said, these guys are purposefully flooding out the entire New Madrid fault line or zone. They're oversaturating the land with water, and they've been doing doing drills there four times this year. Saturation by weather manipulation empowers the quake. They're trying to saturate areas they want to spread the damage to. Water is heavy, and it does not compress. So therefore, when the quake pushes out, it pushes that land. In 2024, the Army Corps of Engineers have done drills there, he says. They're drilling there because they're going to set it off. And they're going to set it off because of many things. It'll kill a lot of people. they're not there to help people. So they're camped out around the periphery of the New Madrid zone. And they're there, of course, to kill people, just as he said. They're not staging ahead of time because they know an earthquake is coming. It doesn't work like that. They're going to set it off, and maybe this will help you make more sense out of it. Check this out. And it's another video clip. The caption above in that video is, "The operation involved military-grade logistics, including the coordination of routes, detention facilities, and staging points." Our source confirmed that FEMA's actions in Michigan are following this same exact blueprint. The maps don't lie. Here's a transcript. "But we're going to take whatever we have and head out to the second safest state, second or first safest state in the United States when it comes to disasters. Now, I know I keep saying that, but that's very important. But how would they know that the New Madrid fault line is ready to go in a very big way? Well, you see, they, like I said, they have been running constant drills on this fault line as of 2024. More than they've ever done in previous years, and FEMA has actually been crunching the numbers. They've been crunching the totals of how much everything will cost, the disasters, the people that would lose their lives, and so forth. The University of Kentucky created a 57-page PDF that calculates and tells us everything that would occur if an 8.0 or greater earthquake were to strike the New Madrid fault line. And I'll go ahead and pin that in the comment section below and also pin that in the description of this video. That PDF is very, very important. So, what is the goal here? What is the agenda? Why do certain organizations know that this fault line is going to go well in advance? Well, let's go ahead and take a look at something. This simulation, and like I said, there's been a lot of simulations in 2024 on the New Madrid fault line, computer and physical simulations. But let's take a look at this computer simulation created by the USGS on April the 4th, 2024. Take a look at the simulation. You can see the earthquake starting in Blytheville, and as the earthquake starts to spread out, the heaviness of this earthquake, the intensity of the earthquake starts to fade away, heading in multiple locations. But the brunt of this earthquake, the intensity of this earthquake, heads directly to Little Rock, Arkansas, and South Arkansas. Now, isn't it rather interesting that a month ago news broke out letting us all know that Arkansas has a giant hidden source of lithium? The same reason that they struck North Carolina, remember? Yeah. Matter of fact, Arkansas has the world's most lithium. Looking at this map, this is where the world's most lithium is located. And looking at the USGS simulation of this earthquake, well, again, this is where the intensity of this earthquake will be heading. You know why? Because they're flooding it to make it happen that way. Is this a coincidence? I don't know. Well, here's a rather interesting article by the USGS, the same USGS that gave us this very interesting simulation. This article was published on October 21st, 2024, a little less than a month ago. It is titled, "Unlocking Arkansas's Hidden Treasure." USGS uses machine learning, which I think is AI, to show large lithium potential in the Smackover Formation. This Smackover Formation, again, is located in South Arkansas. reading from the article, it says, using a combination of water testing and machine learning, a U.S. Geological Survey-led study estimated between 5 and 19 million tons of lithium reserves are located beneath southwestern Arkansas. If commercially recoverable, the amount of lithium present would meet projected 2030 world demand for lithium in car batteries and nine times over. So that's the end of that video clip. Back to Richie. Okay, because of my limited studio right here, you're going to have to look up the Army Corps of Engineers doing four separate drills on the New Madrid fault line this year alone. The Army doesn't do that. They'll do a drill. You get a one, and that's it. They're doing this drill where they should be over in Asheville recovering people, but they're not going to recover people. I spoke to somebody who's been doing real search and rescue in Asheville the entire time. They've got over 10,000 bodies. The mainstream media doesn't even talk about it anymore, and they left off telling us a number of 200. 10,000 people got murdered. These people were standing there, and all of a sudden a wall of water just washes them away. I mean, it's horrific. It's heart-wrenching. And they're going to do this to a massive area, and they're going to do this soon because they're staging FEMA. There'll be another state over here in the green zone that we won't hear about because the guy that works at the airport up in Michigan spilled the beans. How do we know that? Because he was giving a press conference and he was just talking matter of fact, no big deal. Yeah, FEMA is coming here. They're taking over the building. We have got to move someplace else. Well, they're going to be above all the way around it. That's the New Madrid seismic zone. And now, all of a sudden, they cannot stop absolutely oversaturating the land that they're simultaneously doing drills on, that they're coincidentally staging all the way around. They're going to do this, and they're going to do it soon because they got the land prepared, and they're prepping it. In other words, they're putting the water on it now, so they're getting prepared. They just want it to sink in the ground, and then they can use their big earthquake weapons. And, of course, this is for the big one. They're preparing. They're not preparing for you. You heard the dude. You heard the FEMA supervisor. All the people we've got here at the FEMA campground, they're just looking to put somebody in a box. They're looking to body somebody. What? You know what I'm saying. Well, my thought is, although the New Madrid zone will go off, because God has told us that, God's angels are taking out FEMA murderers. Yep. It's going to go off, but God is being merciful. But this is where we live. Agenda 2030 has sped up. And my thought is, I removed here his opinion that Trump must somehow be involved in this, which is false. So I removed that part out of this here in case somebody asks. Trump didn't mention the DOD directive, September 27, 2024, where troops can fire on American citizens. Well, I don't remember him saying anything about it either. The DS, the deep state, has made it legal to kill citizens for doing nothing. So this is a new map. FEMA basically just put this out. You see what I'm saying? But listen to this. Continuation of previous video clip transcript, 2030, And we do know that the United Nations has a 2030 agenda and that they are really pushing, and we know that they are expediting the 2030 agenda because the World Economic Forum, all deep state groups, you know, and the United Nations, another deep state group, met in September of 2024 to speed up the 2030 agenda. But make no mistake about it, this lithium is not just for electric car batteries, it's also for these smart cities. It's for these robots. It's for a lot of other technology that will be pushed on us. And they really need it for their 2030 agenda. They need a lot of it. So, we have the same USGS finding anywhere between 5 and 19 million tons of lithium that will help supply the world nine times over to help push along the 2030 agenda. While at the same time, they are saying this is the exact location they are projecting to take the brunt of a new Madrid earthquake. You can't make it up. You can't make this up, even if you wanted to. And at the same time, you have FEMA located in a state perfectly nestled in a spot to where they can roll out to these states that were affected by the New Madrid earthquakes. That's what they've been doing. So back to Richie. Now, FEMA is positioning himself all the way around the New Madrid fault line or fault zone. And it isn't to help you. It isn't to help you. It's you're already seeing all the military trucks. You see what's going on. You have to, if you live in this area, revert back to what I've been telling you for the last 15 years and prepare yourselves. Prepare yourselves in every way you possibly can. But the most important way possible, the most important thing that you can do is prepare yourself spiritually. I cannot stress that enough. Okay, we call this deep state scientists conspire to set off huge earthquakes. Sandy Shaw, 10/18/2011. I dreamed I was sitting and listening to a group of scientists argue, and they were talking over my head with their scientific words. Half of the scientists were arguing, we should not do that because we don't know what the ramifications of that are, nor do we know what chain reactions will take place. So in the dream, I didn't know what that was referring to. The other half of the scientists begin arguing that they do know the outcome of that, as they have calculations and results from the previous times that they have done it. Okay, of course, they've been setting off earthquakes for a long time. One man from the group speaking against it interjected loudly with, "Not of this magnitude." Well, magnitude, of course, speaks of earthquakes. Will they set off a chain reaction of faults that all affect one another? They prepared them to do this. I've shared this before. By different methods, they've prepared this to happen, a chain reaction. Sandy Shaw and Rick Sargent had almost the same revelation that quakes would cross the U.S. in a chain reaction. Eve Brast had a revelation that seven big quakes would go around the world. You can't have this big of an earthquake without affecting the rest of the world. We've had earthquakes already that have shaken the whole world. So, seven big quakes would go around the world, and I believe that they would use a combination of HAARP, fracking, and their underground tunneling and explosions down those tunnels to connect faults, as they have already done. Two of our brethren watched them deep penetration bombing the eastern fault line to get a portion of it ready. And also they would use their Tesla frequency earthquake machines that they have underground. So there are many scriptures, dreams, and visions that speak of Jesus coming in the man-child body of reformers at the time of the great earthquake crossing the U.S. and other earthquakes crossing the U.S. From scripture, we see that history always repeats. Ecclesiastes 1 and 9 says, "That which hath been is that which shall be, and that which hath been done is that which shall be done. There's no new thing under the sun. Is there a thing whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been long ago, in ages which were before us." So Jesus was the first New Testament man-child who was a type for the coming man-child body of reformers. Scripture shows that Jesus died with an earthquake, quote unquote, and was risen to the throne with a great earthquake, quote unquote, after 3 days. Jesus' resurrection was also accompanied by the quote out resurrection of saints who appeared to the people, and history repeats. You remember that? They came out of the graves, right? Or come out of their and showed themselves to the people. And Philippians 3:11, it says, "If by any means I may attain unto the out resurrection from the dead." The numeric pattern is in the original Greek words out resurrection. That's because it's not the main resurrection. It's not the resurrection to the next life. It's a resurrection to this life. That's different. Isaiah 64:1-4. "Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might quake at thy presence." So now you know what his presence is. He's coming down. The mountains will quake. God's presence is coming with quakes. He's coming in his man-child body by word and by spirit. As it was with Jesus, as time will surely tell. They will come worldwide because the church is now worldwide, not just in the little Middle East, right? And verse 2, "As when the fire kindleth the brushwood, and the fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries." Well, this will be a great judgment on the wicked of the United States and the world, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. His presence is coming in the man-child, and he is also coming as a lion instead of a lamb. A great revival will spring from this, and many lost or apostate people will turn to the Lord of the Bible. "And when thou didst terrible things which we looked not for," like the New Madrid, right? You're not looking for that, right? "Thou camest down, the mountains quaked at thy presence. For from of old men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen a God besides thee who worketh for him that waiteth for him." How many are actually waiting for him, and how many are wishing he wouldn't come right now to destroy their party? Okay, "The righteous will be exonerated as judgment finally comes to the wicked who oppress them." Psalm 97:5, "The mountains melted like wax." So volcanic activity often follows earthquakes. "At the presence of the Lord," at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. And I received this text that points out that when the Lord comes in spiritual Judah as the man-child, the waters recede. Psalm 114:1-8. "When Israel went forth out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language. Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. Remember that. The sea saw it and fled. The Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams, the little hills like lambs. So the presence of the Lord causes earthquakes and the sea to flee away. Verse 5, what aileth thee, O thou sea, that's the Red Sea, I think, that thou fleest, thou Jordan, that thou turnest back? Looks like an earthquake and a tsunami here. Ye mountains, that you skip like rams, you little hills like lambs, tremble thou, earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a fountain of waters. I received this about a witness showing that the Gulf waters receding at least a half a mile out of Tampa Bay and Coral Bay, something that's never been seen, and you could see nothing but bare ground. In other areas, for over 12 hours. So this is proof that God can do this. This was seen in areas of the world where there wasn't a hurricane, like it was at the Red Sea, just a wall of water pushed back. So I put a link here so you can see that little video of this amazing thing that happened down in the Gulf. We will notice that the great shaking is accompanied by the coming of Jesus in the man-child and the change of fortunes for God's people as they go into the wilderness. It's all coming soon, and we need to be ready. Haggai 2 and 7 says, and I will shake all nations, and the precious, or desire, literally, and then they put things, but things wasn't in the original there. It has no numeric pattern. It's not talking about things, okay? It's talking about the coming of the Lord. The precious or desire of all nations shall come. Jesus in the man-child is typed by Zerubbabel in this chapter, and he comes with the shaking. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Well, as we have seen, Cyrus conquered Babylon, and he freed God's people, giving them a gift of Babylon's gold and silver to rebuild the temple, which is now God's people. Okay, if it's going to repeat, that's how it's going to repeat. Verse 9, the latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place, that is the true house of God, which is the people, will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. This shaking of all nations happens at the birth of the man-child reformer ministry. It is only to happen once more since the time Paul wrote of it in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25 on. And it says, see that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not when they refused him that warned them on earth, much more shall not we escape who turn away from him that warneth from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more will I make to tremble not the earth only, but also the heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that have been made. In other words, by man. You know how much man has is thinking he's building the kingdom and it's his own kingdom? Yeah. So that those things which are not shaken may remain. So God is going to bring down man's works. Okay. Wherefore, receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, which is the kingdom of heaven, and it's where God rules and where we submit. Okay. Let us have grace whereby we may offer service well-pleasing to God with reverence and awe. So back to Haggai 2 and 3. Who is left among you that saw this house in its former glory? Before, of course, it was destroyed because God's people rebelled against God. And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes as nothing? Yeah. In other words, the church, the house of God, is a fake mess because it has departed from God's word, departed from their covenant. And God's angry about that. Verse 4, yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel means born from Babylon. And he represents the first fruits man-child leadership to come out of Babylon's apostasy to rebuild the kingdom. Saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts, in what? Rebuilding the kingdom of God, in the image of what we read in the Bible, not what we see out there. 5. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt. That was through the Red Sea, where the wicked were judged. And my spirit abode among you. Fear ye not, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth, and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations. Well, as we saw, this was also spoken of by Paul in Hebrews 12, 25-29, as the great shaking that separated those man-made church kingdoms who could be shaken from those who could not, for they are in the true kingdom of God. And the precious, again, desired, not numeric things, okay, I crossed through that, of all nations, the precious or the desired of all nations shall come. All nations of Christians, by the way, are waiting on the Lord. They love the Lord. They want to see the Lord. And he is coming, but not in the way that he has. However, he came in an unexpected way the first time. And he's going to come in an unexpected way this time, too. And the Pharisees won't recognize it, just like they didn't the first time. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. So this is the glory of the Lord's presence in the rebuilt temple of God's people. Verse 8, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Well, you know, Cyrus, trumps gift, right? It has to happen at this time. That's when it did in history. Verse 9, the latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former. And that's because the latter reign is greater than the former reign. Saith the Lord of hosts, and in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. That's the true temple of God, the true presence of God. Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. Is that happening? Yes, it is. The deep state throne in the nations is falling now. And I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them. That, of course, they were chasing God's people. We know who they are now, these days. The beast army is destroyed as at the Red Sea, right? Every one by the sword of his brother. In other words, as when the nations came against Jerusalem, the bride, that's how God destroyed them. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, will I take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, saith the Lord, and will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts. Well, a signet is a sign of authority, such as Mordecai and Joseph received as types of the man-child body, too. I am convinced that we must be entitled to the Passover of this judgment, which was paid for by Jesus. And when it does come, make sure your heart is right with God. Repent of all willful sin. And anything that you are done against your brethren by abiding in Jesus Christ, right? Forgive everybody all the time, or you're under the curse. That's what the Bible says. Okay, here's one: earthquakes and refuge. And this was a dream by Sandy Shaw, May 2011. And Deborah Horton put some notes in here, and I did too. In a dream, I saw the New York City skyline from a distance, and it was shaking. All the skyscrapers and buildings were going back and forth. Well, this is the Eastern Fault Line and the second most populous area in the United States. God heard the prayers, and I believe it will not happen except for a small portion around the Tennessee area on that Eastern Fault Line. That's the one I told you that they were preparing on the east end of Tennessee with deep explosions. Bunker buster bombs, actually. I was taken near to the center of the nation, where I could see both coasts of the country, and I was hovering over a large crack in the ground. That's the New Madrid. And I was facing south with the Great Lakes behind me, and the crack went all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. The ground began shaking, and the new cracks began forming, going back towards the east coast, moving in all directions like a fan very quickly. Let me say, the crack going down to the Gulf of Mexico, God often has more mercy than he has in his warnings. The warnings talk about splitting the nation in half. I don't think that's going to happen at this time. And that's because of God's mercy. He's telling you what you deserve. But I don't think it's going to happen at this time. But the New Madrid is going to go off. And who knows, it might spread a crack, but it's not going to split the country in half, I don't think. We'll see. God quite often, because of prayers, you know, lessens the severity of the judgment. And repentance, too, of course, for the right people. The world's never going to repent. Forget about that. If you think that the world is going to repent, they're not going to repent. The people of God are going to repent. So the shaking was constant from this point on, but at different times it slowed down, becoming soft like tremors. And at other times it was shaking hard, violently. As the cracks were moving, they reached about half of the distance of the large crack, the New Madrid, and then my attention was drawn to the right of me, and I looked west of the New Madrid crack and saw cracks going in all directions towards the west coast. They were cracks of many different sizes, and they stopped at different places as they hit other cracks, and then headed in different directions, and some went all the way to the San Andreas Fault in California. As these cracks hit the San Andreas, the ground was rising and falling to meet each other like hands coupling together as they join and then separate. California was shaking hard, and at the same time, so was the New Madrid area. The cracks began separating the areas where Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky meet, and went all the way over to North Carolina. These cracks and many more are what isolate the boat-shaped piece of land in the Tennessee Valley, and then I saw the crack around the boat fill with water. Well, just a note here, although this, I'm going to call it an italicized portion in the text here, is a true prophetic dream. By God's grace, it will not come to pass, you know, like it was with Amos and Jonah. You know, there were times when God reneged for different reasons. Sometimes it was an act of a request for mercy because Jacob is small. Sometimes it was because there was some repentance, okay? But it's not going to come to pass at this time. And I believe that's going to be to the deep state's dismay because obviously they want to tear up the country. So this italicized section here, I'm going to read it to you because it was in the original, and some will ask, well, what happened to that? I'll read it to you, but I want to tell you, as I said, God is delayed this or just not going to do it. So this is where I turned around to look at the Great Lakes, or where they were supposed to be. And all the water began rushing down, filling up all of the areas in the center of the nation that have been affected by all of the quakes. It emptied these areas that split the U.S. water, flooded U.S. water flooded in from the Gulf of Mexico as well. And when all of the flooding was done, many portions of the U.S. were underwater. And of course there was a map here, where it showed the dark areas, roughly drawn. So Sandy said some of this water, may be temporary, but some will stay. So this portion that I just read to you, this, I italicized it and indented it. This is not going to come now. That's what I believe. And that's the mercy of the Lord. It's not because the revelation isn't true. The revelation is true. And it could come too later. So during this dream, everything was happening in fast motion, but I knew that in reality it would happen over a slightly longer period of time. Well, we've heard that the craton, the plate, is drifting to the west, which would open up some faults that were before slip faults. You know, a slip fault, it just slides. It doesn't open up and gap open sometimes. So this could be happening over a short period of time, too. She went on to say, I had the exact same dream three times over a period of 3 months. Well, this is important because Joseph said, in Genesis 41 and 32, "And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh, it is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass." To sum this up, Sandy said that the New Madrid began to quake, and then the West Coast began to shake, and Tennessee shook. Sandy said this sequence would happen over a longer period of time than in her dream, but she didn't think it was going to be a very long period. Okay, so here's a confirmation of the earthquake sequence given to Rick Sergeant in March of 2011. "I was given this vision from the Lord. I saw the word earthquake suspended over a map of the United States. Three golden rods came from the word earthquake." So again, I'm going to share an italicized portion of this, which I also indented in the text, to show that this part I don't believe is going to happen. I believe God is going to have mercy. Again, the italicized is not coming at this particular time, I think. He said, "One pointed to what I thought was just north of Washington, D.C., but was difficult to determine because it was more like a geography map and not showing cities. Well, that's on the Eastern Fault. And by the way, that fault literally damaged the Washington Monument, but in recent past. But the Lord annulled this major quake on the east, I believe. Okay. The second pointed to the Midwest, the New Madrid. The third pointed to California. Well, it's the same sequence, you know. This seems to indicate the possibility of a series of quakes indicated in Sandy Shaw's dream in a simpler form in my vision. Well, she mentioned these same places, plus a lesser-known seismic zone in a boat shape in the Tennessee Valley. I believe FEMA will not operate in the Tennessee Valley because Tren de Agra terrorists have been sent instead. Okay, I'll give you a link to that. However, the Lord has said his angels have taken them down in Nashville and in Knoxville and in Chattanooga in the East Tennessee Valley. Okay, confirmation. Alena Timoshuk, 9/5/21, much more recent. In my dream, I started watching the weather report. I saw a map of the United States. There were three red dots on the right side of the U.S. going in a line from up to down, the direction that the fault lines run in the area. This confirms Sandy's New York quake dream that revealed that the large quakes would begin on the east coast of New York in the U.S. And this was prayed down, I believe, when the asteroid was to hit the fault line at Puerto Rico and travel on up. But God veered it out into outer space. And then many red zigzag lines spread out from each dot. It showed a great earthquake that was about to happen. And this is the New Madrid quake that is coming. It's the great earthquake at the resurrection of the man-child Jesus when the out-resurrection happened, right? The weatherman mentioned three states, but I only remember Virginia and Louisiana, although when I looked up the map, Louisiana didn't make sense to me because that's not where the third dot was in the image that I saw in my dream. Well, I believe her red dot was on the upper part of the eastern fault line. And this old fault line is the New York-Alabama anomaly, which goes through Virginia, which is confirmed there. And it was found later to go through Alabama to Louisiana, which is confirmed, her revelation. And into the Gulf where the BP oil well blew out under extreme pressure. And I've said this for a long time, that this may have well lubricated this fault line. I believe only a portion of this fault line will fall away. That's the eastern fault line, and I believe only a portion of it will fall away, which is where our two brethren saw them bunker buster bombing it in eastern Tennessee Valley. But also Louisiana is around the Mississippi River coming from the New Madrid. So there could be some water, not the Great Lakes, I don't think. There could be some water, excess water coming down there. We'll see. Then I saw the U.S. splitting from the point where those three dots, now two dots, were moving in the shape of an L going upwards. I was paying close attention to the part of Tennessee because it looked like it was becoming an island. Well, the Tennessee Valley becomes a peninsula, almost an island, but a peninsula. And I wanted to make sure that the state where we lived would be okay, and then I woke up. Well, Hebrews 12 and 26, yet once more will I make to tremble not the earth only, but also the heaven. More confirmations of the Lord's coming in his man-child body of reformers in the midst of great earthquakes. Psalm 18 and 7, then the earth shook and trembled, the foundations also of the mountains quaked and were shaken. Because he was wroth, there went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and a fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and came down. And thick darkness was under his feet. Could there be 3 days of darkness because of this terrible thing? Yeah, possible. Isaiah 13:11, and I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and I will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more rare than fine gold, even a man than of pure gold of Ophir. Therefore I will make the heavens to tremble, and the earth shall be shaken out of its place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts in the day of his fierce anger. That's when he comes down, right? The day of the Lord's wrath is twice, after the tribulation of the bride at the beginning of the tribulation and after the tribulation of the church at the end of the tribulation. You understand that? The Lord showed us that those are both a day of the Lord. The first one is not as bad as the second one. The second one is really bad. Isaiah 24:16, from the uttermost parts of the earth have we heard songs. Glory to the righteous. But I said, I pine away, I pine away. Woe is me. The treacherous have dealt treacherously. Yeah, the deep state Judas is destroying their own people. They are very treacherous. Yea, the treacherous have dealt very treacherously. Fear and the pit and the snare are upon thee, O inhabitant of the earth. And it shall come to pass that he who fleeth from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit. Yeah, be careful where you drive after these earthquakes. Bridges will be gone and things like that. And he that cometh up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare, for the windows on high are opened, and the foundations of the earth tremble. The snare is a man-made trap set for people, as exactly what FEMA does. The earth is utterly broken. The earth is rent asunder. The earth is shaken violently. The earth shall stagger like a drunken man, and shall sway to and fro like a hammock. And the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again. I believe that this means what we've seen in other verses in the scriptures too, and that it will fall past the 23.5 degree where it is now. In other words, it's going to fall over and stay there, which is going to change some people's weather and change, you know, whatever. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will punish the hosts of the high ones on high and the kings of the earth upon the earth. He's certainly doing that. The deep state leadership is being destroyed as we speak. And they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit and shall be shut up in the prison. And after many days they shall be visited. Yep, they will. At the end of 1,000 years, they will be visited and brought to the great white throne judgment. This text is spoken against the king of Babylon, deep state, in Isaiah 14:4. The deep state leadership, who are Satanists under Satan, and Satan was cast down from heaven with his angels, and that's also in Revelation 12, by the warfare of the saints, and also in Isaiah 14:12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O day star, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground that didst lay low the nations? Well, as Satan has used Babylonish deep state to do using the might of the U.S., they've started war after war after war. Thank God, this is the end. And thou saidest in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Yes, they would certainly love to do that, usurping the authority over the saints. And I will sit upon the mount of the congregation. So they want to, Mount Zion's authority, basically. In the uttermost parts of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to Sheol, to the uttermost parts of the pit. Yes, you will. They that see thee shall gaze at thee. They shall consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms? Well, notice, a man, quote-unquote, representing a corporate man in the earth inhabited by Satan. That's kind of what the beast is, if you read Revelation chapter 12. That made the world as a wilderness, and overthrew the cities thereof, that let not loose his prisoners to their home. All the kings of the nations, all of them sleep in glory, every one in his own house. But thou art cast forth away from thy sepulchre, because an abominable, like an abominable branch, clothed with the slain, that are thrust through with the sword, that go down to the stones of the pit, as a dead body trodden underfoot. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land. Thou hast slain thy people. There it is again, deep state. They love to kill their people. They're depopulationists, and they have been killing people. The seed of evildoers shall not be named forever. Well, they think Satan's going to save them. Joel 3 and 15, the sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining. So there it is. You could have days of darkness there. And the Lord will roar from Zion. Notice his presence is on the earth and in Zion. Aha. And utter his voice from Jerusalem, which is the bride. That's where his presence is. Remember in Jerusalem, that was the temple, where the temple was in type and shadow of the truth today of the bride being those people in whom he dwells. And the heavens and the earth which shall shake, but the Lord will be a refuge unto his people, and a stronghold to the children of Israel. And Nahum 1 and 5 says, The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is upheaved at his presence. Yea, the world and all that dwell therein, who can stand before his indignation? Who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His wrath is poured out like fire, and the rocks are broken asunder by him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that take refuge in him. That's kind of as in Psalm 91. Read it and claim it in the name of Jesus. Amen.